The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So I'm here at the Fat Badger. Before I say a word to Clarkie, I just want you to hear this noise. Are you getting that? And there's a gin and tonic bubbling away.
That's the only time I've ever been quiet in one of these things.
Upstage by a G&T.
Well, I know my place.
Clarkie, how are you?
Really good, Chris. How are you? Really good, thanks.
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I've got gin and tonic. And the topic is gin and tonic. So the Fat Badger, there's always so much going on here. But we're going to focus on your gin. Because it's become very cool to do gin, isn't it?
If you walked into a pub 15, 20 years ago, there'd be one bottle of gin on the bar and one type of tonic. Not now. Gin shelves, gin menus, gin nights, you name it, everything. Everything's gin.
Why has it become so popular?
Because it tastes nice and it gets you diddly.
Well, I think that's a fairly accurate assessment.
There's a bit of theatre involved as well now. There's local companies, people like the sort of, you know, the provenance, the local things, the independent distillers. The glassware now, we have nice chunky gin glasses or balloon glasses, all sorts of fruit, all the little gin providers, they have their own specific way of decorating them, grapefruits, blueberries, lavender, mint, raspberries, you name it. And it looks good, it looks quirky, it's the current thing and it tastes nice.
Now I'm a bit, how do I put it, not bitter, but I've been drinking gin for a long time. Like when all my mates were learning about drinking and they were on cider and cheap lager, I was all sat there playing cards with my granny drinking gin and tonic, and now it's become cool. I'm going, oh, cool gin drink. I'm like, I've always liked the stuff, but it's cool.
You were there before everyone else.
Well, not my granny was there first and then she taught me.
Well, it goes back to about the 16th century, you know, when they first invented it. So you weren't drinking it then, were you, Chris?
No. It was a little bit after that. I let them kind of get the kind of the prototypes out of the way. Then I joined in.
Yeah, it started off with stuff called Genève, which is like a Dutch thing, which is horrific. It's awful stuff. You can still get it. But then, like, 18th century, I think they made London Dry Gin, and that's what you get now. And
little fact. I'll give you a little fact.
You're giving me a fact? Yes. Or yes, please, yes, please.
So you know the phrase Dutch courage?
Yeah.
It comes from that, this isn't a joke, it comes from that Genève stuff, and the when the Brits were fighting the Dutch in the Boer Wars, because the Dutch soldiers were on this Genève stuff, which is, as you say, strong and a bit rough around the edges, they call it Dutch courage because they were scared of nothing because they were constantly, well, drunk on this gin, old school gin stuff.
I have tried Genève. The only thing I was scared of was being sick, to be honest, but no, it's moved on a lot since then.
Yeah.
So much so that we're having a gin night in September. Yeah. See what I did there?
All that history has built to this moment.
The history of gin has built up to
the Fat Badger Gin Night.
The 7th of September 2017.
What's it going to entail?
Sipsmiths, they're current, pretty trendy, popular gin producers. Got three different types of their gin, matched with all the three different Fever Tree tonics you can get nowadays and the various lemonades. Chefs put an amazing menu together. Venison for mains. He's got venison with the VJOP, Sipsmith. Nice little salad-y starter. Rhubarb and slow gin panna cotta with slow gin to finish.
I love slow gin. That bit sweeter, it's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting hungry looking at this.
And that's when? 7th of September.
7th of September. £29 per head gets you all your... How many gin? Four gins, three courses. And you have to pay for your own taxi home there, I'd imagine.
Yeah, don't drive to this one, for goodness sake. It's similar to the beer club, I imagine. I've been to one of those and that was brilliant.
Yeah, same routine. The gang from the Sipsmiths, they'll come and tell us all a bit of history and... Probably not as well as you gave his little history lesson there, Chris, or maybe me, but they'll do the best.
They'll have a crack. So people can get tickets how and when?
Well, usual, call in person or ring up, websites, Facebook, the same old. We're easy to find. Type in Fat Badger or White Hart Hotel and anytime right up. This one, we think these special ones, they do tend to sell out. So what's that, September? So we've got a fair few weeks, got a month and a half, but... worth getting in because that'll probably be full, I would think.
It's a really cool night from the sounds of it, and because gin's kind of the in thing, but because it's the Fat Badger, you do them all very, very well, won't you?
Well, you say the nicest things, but yeah, we've done a few of these before, we know the drill there. They're nearly always a roaring success.
Good stuff. Well, another gin? There's always so many to try, you can't just have one.
Go on then, let's move on to the rhubarb stuff. Cheers.
The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.